When Phyllis Hogan rolled up to the McDonald's drive-thru in Davenport, Iowa, she wasn't expecting to be served by a former president. But there he was, Donald Trump, ready to take her order with a smile. Hogan, a retired nurse, couldn't believe her eyes when she saw Trump at the window. She'd heard he was in town for a campaign event, but this was something else entirely. "I was just blown away," she told the New York Post. "I mean, how often do you get your McDonald's from a president?" Trump, ever the showman, was all smiles as he worked the drive-thru window. He even made a comment about the food, telling Hogan, "The food is very good here. I hope you enjoy it." Talk about a presidential seal of approval. But it wasn't just about the food. Trump took the time to chat with Hogan, asking about her family and her thoughts on the current state of affairs. "He was just so down-to-earth and friendly," Hogan recalled. "It felt like talking to a neighbor, not a former president." The encounter left a lasting impression on Hogan. She described Trump as very personable and said the experience made her day. "It's not every day you get to shoot the breeze with a former commander-in-chief while picking up your Big Mac." Trump's surprise shift at McDonald's was part of a broader campaign strategy to connect with everyday Americans. It's a tactic that's worked well for him in the past, helping to cultivate his image as a man of the people, despite his wealthy status. The former president's Iowa visit comes as he gears up for another potential White House run. And if this McDonald's pit stop is any indication, he's pulling out all the stops to win over voters. As for Hogan, she's still buzzing from her brush with presidential fast food service. "It's something I'll never forget," she said. "I mean, how many people can say they've been served by a president at McDonald's?" In the end, Trump's McDonald's moment serves as a reminder of his unique ability to generate headlines and connect with voters in unexpected ways. Whether it'll translate to votes remains to be seen, but one thing's for sure, Phyllis Hogan got a lot more than just fries with that order.